Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I rise in support of Senate Resolution 153. This week, and seemingly almost every week, we see partisan gridlock at our nation's capital. However, out of all the news coming out of Washington, D.C. this week, it appears that a bipartisan deal has been reached on the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, otherwise known as USMCA. Earlier this year, I met with Vice President Mike Pence in York County, where he advocated for the passage of USMCA. Canada is our nation's largest export market at $320 billion a year. The United States is Canada's largest export market at $308 billion as of 2017. This trade supports 9 million jobs in the United States and 2.1 million jobs in Canada. In fact, Canada and Mexico are the first-ranked and third-ranked markets, respectively, for agricultural exports from the United States at an estimated $20.6 billion sent to Canada and $18.6 billion sent to Mexico, up from $8.7 billion in 1992, the year that NAFTA was signed. The USMCA makes a number of significant upgrades to NAFTA's environmental and labor provisions. It incorporates them into the core of the agreement and makes them fully enforceable, which will help level the playing field for U.S. workers and businesses. It will also dramatically enhance intellectual property protections, which drive innovation and economic growth. Passage of this resolution today tells our counterparts in Washington, D.C. that we support their bipartisan consensus to protect American jobs and move our trade agreements with our neighbors into the 21st century.